Hello and welcome. I am Pam Aloya, Energy Emissary of Soul Angel and Energy Center in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. This recording provides some introductory information on connecting with beings within our energetic field. All things are energy. We as human beings consist of and emit energy. Plants, animals, and places on Earth, natural and man-made, do so as well. Spirits, angels, and other beings also emit energy. Sometimes when we walk into a certain place, we can feel an energy shift, perceived good or bad, even though we can't see the energy shift itself. We can even feel our own personal shifts at given points throughout their days or even in events in our lives. Even though we may not be able to physically and mentally explain some of these shifts, we are on some level aware of them. Many of us believe that guardian angels or guides walk with us throughout our lives. We believe that some higher power may be watching over us, guiding us, protecting us, or giving us hints along the way. We have heard countless stories of angels stepping in to protect a person, or the hands of a past loved one guide us a certain way in times of physical danger. We also hear of people who feel, see, or sense their loved one near, even though they physically died, sometimes to the point where some people think they're making it up. But it's true. People we love spend time with us even after they are no longer here physically. I have several past family members who visit periodically, sharing in a celebratory moment or sending us signs along the way. I have even spoken with people whose children have passed, and some parents know undoubtedly when their child is visiting with them. There are many books about the dying and the dying process, something our American society tends to sweep under the rug until we absolutely have to deal with it. But these books are needed, and the experiences within them need to be shared. We read of people on their deathbed seeing and having conversations with people who have passed before them, or they tell their caretakers they see angels in the room. Through these accounts of people passing from this life to the next, we see that it is possible for us to be open and aware of those in another realm. A lot of people believe that only those going through the dying process are able to communicate with others on the other side. Yes, the energy of a dying person certainly increases one's openness to communicate with those who have passed before us. Prior to the dying process, our minds and hearts hold on to the beliefs and constructs we've built for ourselves. When a person is dying, they tend to let go of many of these constructs, and as they open up to the acceptance of death, they become aware of the lightness of their being and acquire the ability to clear through the energetic mists of this world and open up to the realms beyond. This ability, though, is truly available to all of us. Once we clear through the energetic mist of our own beliefs and lives, we open up to the possibility of waking up our dormant senses to communicate with past loved ones. Now, some people will say, well, if I can let in those I love, can't those I do not love, or something even worse, enter into my energy field? And that's a good question. The point we all may not realize is that we truly are in charge of who and what enters into our energetic field. We can learn ways to ensure our fields remain pure and intact, attracting only that which serves our higher purpose and that which lightens our souls. Some people are able to develop this skill without any formal training, while others develop this skill with practice. We are all able to enhance this skill. Meditation is a wonderful tool that gets us to the point where we clear our minds and open our hearts to the realm of possibilities. Once we open up to the realm of possibilities, we are then able to see pretty much everything from a different perspective. Some meditations or practices can be curtailed to include or promote experiences that we so desire. We can train our mind and hearts to attract experiences that help move us on our path to enlightenment, wherever that path may take us. As part of that training, I have developed a meditation that helps open ourselves to see the many beings supporting us in our process, specifically but not limited to those who have passed on. I've had numerous clients experience the presence and a message from someone on the other side using this technique. This technique is detailed in my Celestial Heart Connections class. The class provides background information to help us move past some of our ingrained beliefs that keep us from being open to the realm of possibilities. With practice and openness, everyone is able to connect readily with those from the other side, if they so desire. What better gift can we give ourselves than the peace of knowing our loved ones are well? Imagine the pain and sorrow we could limit if we individually and as a society were able to discuss unfinished business with our past loved ones or even feel their help in our grieving process. How filled with peace our lives would become. So join me in an upcoming class to open the doorways of your own possibilities to a peace-filled world.